Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
And me, Dale Lefebvre, for the Max Chance Show. And let's see, I have to turn up the audio here so I can hear what I'm saying. Okay, yeah, I have made an interview with the one of the directors of Shards of Light, Mila, and I can't find her last name, but anyway, it previewed here in Sheffield during Darkfest, this movie Shards of Light, and I went to see it, and I was duly impressed. I was expecting to see lots of bombs and missiles and whatnot. That was my expectation, but it turned out to be much more powerful than that, because it just showed the effects of what happened, how it destroyed people's lives and how it destroyed their homes and built in their town. And anyway, so without further ado, here's the interview with Mila and Shards of Light. Am I all ready? Yeah, go. Okay, today on my show I have Mila Teshyayeva. Did I even get close? who presented the movie Shards of Light at Darkfest 2025. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. My pleasure being here.
Oh, good, good. So my listeners know what your film was about. Can you tell what Shards of Light is about?
It's a film about long-lasting impact of war on humans, on very ordinary people. It's a very close and intimate observation of five characters who survived occupation of Bucha district in the first months of war, and who are trying to rebuild their life, bearing trauma, conflicts, accusation, and actually searching for like a way to restore life. And it's a film which speaks about war without war, I would maybe say it like this, and on a long-lasting scars that war lives on humans.
Now, this took place in the Ukraine.
Right. I'm sorry, I always forget to mention it's Bucha, Ukraine, and film starts in the first months of war in beginning of April 2022, and it's following characters for the next 2.5 years.
I see. As I recall, because I saw the film, it didn't have any fighting, which I was kind of expecting would be there.
No, it does not have any fighting, and it really focuses on, let's say, invisible side of the war. Mm-hmm. So it's a film. It's what I said, it's about war inside, and it's about ruins which war lives inside.
I thought it was more powerful for that, because you look at the characters and what was happening to them and what was happening to their town. Just without saying anything really about it, you could see the buildings, their homes, their civic buildings destroyed. And so that, to me, was very powerful.
Right. But the actually initial idea of the film, like, of course, this first month of invasion, it left ruins of the homes, of the cities. It left like a lot of tragedies and pain and destroyed lives. But actually, through the film, it's coming this vision, idea to rebuild, to restore, to continue to move war away, to let's say come back to what was before. And through the film, we see new challenges, new conflicts, and we see how actually complex it is and how complicated and difficult is this idea to rebuild life.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that they were trying to recreate their lives, and it seemed like must have been difficult with the Russians being so close, and they could come again.
Yes, the Russians can come again. As we know, terror has no borders. In the last months, Kyiv and Kyiv region is terrorized daily by hundreds of drones and rockets. And for the past 3 years, it's really like, how would I say, it's a different waves of optimism and desperation, solidarity, and realization that war experiences are very fragmented.
Mm-hmm. And how successful do you feel you were in conveying the lives of these people?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure how I should answer this question, how successful I was. I don't know the measure, actually, of success. I think it's a very tender and very intimate film, and I think it's very honest. And this what I feel I was really successful to be very precise and very honest in this, I would say, overlooked story or in this like unspoken side of the war. I also believe what I was successful that it doesn't feel like a film about Ukraine war. It feels like, at least for me, it feels I succeeded to make a film which speaks about a universal experience in a way, because like whole Europe and basically most countries of the world, people had wars. Britain, whatever, Sweden, like many, many countries. So I believe I was kind of successful that film can really speak. Yes,
it seemed to me that it was a universal film in that it showed the effects of war, what it did to just the ordinary citizens and how it just disrupted and almost destroyed their lives. So I think that was very good, very successful.
It also, I believe, it's not like tragic film in a way. It still has moments of light and laughter, and it actually has moments of human spirit, which is unbeatable. But it's also showing how difficult it is actually to rebuild life after what happened after what war brought into your community, and how difficult it is to rebuild trust, actually the same community.
Yeah, I think you captured the spirit of the people who seemed very determined to recreate their situation, like you said.
Yes, in the first months of war, among all the horror and ruins and shock, it was actually great solidarity among people, and it was really great determination. And what happens basically until now, Russia bombs house, and next day actually hundreds of people appearing and cleaning ruins and trash, and in some months people tried to rebuild again. War cannot stop life.
I think you demonstrated that very well.
Thank you so much.
So, what's your next project?
I just had a premiere 6 days ago, and the past 3 years of my life were fully dedicated to this film, Shards of Lights. Yeah. There are many thoughts. I'm always actually having multiple projects in my mind that I'm absolutely interested in, but I think next year it will be fully dedicated traveling with the film and trying to bring it to as wide audiences as possible.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Thank you.
So, Mila Teshaeva, thank you for being in this interview that I can present to my listeners. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate being here today and being able to talk about our film.
Okay, and I hope a lot of listeners get to see it, because it was a really good film.
I hope as well. It will be actually screened next year on BBC.
That's fantastic.
That's absolutely fantastic, yes. And we are very proud to have the BBC as a supporter and actually co-producer of the film.
Well, that means a lot of people will get to see it. That's great.
It's great.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whoa, that jumped right into the next song. Sorry. That was Mila Teshaeva, who was the producer of, or excuse me, director, co-director of the movie Shards of Light. And as she said, it will be on the BBC, I think in the autumn or sometime like that. But watch for it, a documentary, which, as she said and I said, it was very powerful in that it showed people and the destruction it had in their lives, but how their spirit was so strong to try to get things back to the way they were and to carry on. It was really, really very powerful. So now we're going to have Asibunanga by Savuka and Johnny Clegg. And then Talk to Me of Mendocino by Kate and Anna McGarrickle. And let's see, what else we got here? Silver Lining with Casey Musgraves, who's quite amazing. She's a country and western singer who has great lyrics. So, I'm not going to talk more about it. You can hear it for yourself. So, Asibunanga to start us off.
Asibunanga. Asibunanga. The trees grow high in New York. stayed at Carmen. Talk to me of Mendocino. Closing my eyes, I hear the sea. Must I wait? Must I follow? Won't you say? Over the Rockies and down on into California, out to where but the rocks remain, and let the sun set on the ocean. I will watch it from the shore. Let the sun rise over the follow. Won't you say, come with me? Thank you.
Yeah, that was Kacey Musgraves with Silver Lining, and her whole album is pretty darn good, I think. It's same trailer, different park. That says a lot. Anyway, and before that we heard Talk to Me of Mendocino by Kate and Anna McGarrickle. Wow. Almost always gives me goosebumps because I used to live in Mendocino and I loved it there. It was a beautiful place. And we started off with Si Bonanga by Johnny Clegg and Savuka. And I saw a video of him playing this and Nelson Mandela walked out on stage during the performance. And whoa, that was just incredible. Yeah. And he after Johnny Clegg and Savuka finished, he said, "Well, you know, people should get up and dance, play it some more." So he played another couple, little few refrains, and people got up and danced. When Nelson Mandela said to dance, you danced. I mean, by choice, but it was great. Anyway, on we go to For Anyone's Sake by Ryan Bingham, I'll Be There by Jess Glynn, and Hallelujah by John Cale. So... away we go with all that just now.
Some folks, they live on whatever it takes. Hell, I've lived off of nothing for most of my days. It's not worth remembering the days of my past. Drowned in the sorrows of yesterday's glass. But something will find a way somehow to break. It will be my heart, it will be my face. But I won't recall my many mistakes or hold on to nothing for anyone. Memories of my loved ones that have turned out the lights have long faded away with my tears in the night. There's nothing but the police to haunt me around here. But I guess I'm still living if I still have fear. But something will find a way somehow to break. It will be my heart, will be my face, but I won't recall my many mistakes or hold on to nothing for anyone's sake. Some folks, they live on whatever it takes. Hell, I've lived off of nothing for most of my days. It's not worth remembering the days of my past that drowned in the sorrows of yesterday's glass. But something will find a way somehow to break. It will be my heart, will be my face, but I won't recall my many mistakes or hold on to nothing for anyone's sake.
You know the tears are rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around. Be there
can't feel the rhythm of your heart, and you see your spirit fading in the dark. Oh, I'll be there when you need a little love. I got a little love to share. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. You'll never be alone.
Secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, but love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Time you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above. All I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yeah, that's, well, obviously, Hallelujah by John Cale. Yeah. I'll Be There by Jess Glynn preceded that, and we started off with For Anyone's Sake by Ryan Bingham. And we're going to continue on here with 7 through 9. That's Bear Creek Hop by John Hartford, the late, great John Hartford. I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. And Blue Ridge Mountain by Hooray for the Riff Raff. Yeah, I think I just like the title of that song. The song wasn't bad, but the title won me over. Bear Creek Hop.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love. And sing, we're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to to be loved, 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 loved. So why won't hesitate no more, no more? It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours.
was, oh gosh, I better pause it. Yeah, that was Blue Ridge Mountain by Hooray for the Riff Raff. And before that was I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. I've been hearing that song for quite a few years. And, because I've got earphones on, I got to really listen to it, the lyrics, much more closely. And that was good. Yeah, I like it even more. And we started off with Bear Creek Hop by John Hartford. And on we go with a track from a long time ago, back probably the 60s, White Bird by It's a Beautiful Day. Taylor, which is a little more recent, by Jack Johnson. And Our Town by Iris DeMent, who I thought when I heard her name previously that she was kind of crazy, demented, but she's not at all. She's a very sweet person, and saw her singing in California once, and she was just wearing this gingham dress, and she looked so sweet. Anyway, Iris DeMent. Anyway, we're starting with I'm Yours. No, we're not. What are we starting with here? Oh, White Bird. Gee, just pay attention, Dale.
Thank you. They say Taylor was a good girl, never want to be late, complain, express ideas in her brain. Working on the night shift, passing out the tickets, you're gonna have to pay her if you wanna park here. Well, mommy's little dancer is quite a little secret, walking on the streets now, never gonna keep it. An imposition, and now she's only wishing that she would have listened to the words they said. Poor Taylor, she just wanders around, unaffected by the winter winds, yeah. And she'll pretend that well, she's somewhere else, so far and clear. About 2,000 miles from here. Well, Peter Patrick bit a batters on the window, but sunny silhouette won't let him in. And poor old Pete's got nothing, 'cause he's been falling, and somehow Sonny knows just where he's been. He thinks the singing all Sunday gonna save his soul. Now that Saturday's gone, and sometimes he thinks that he's on his way, but I can see that his brake lights are on. And he just wanders around, unaffected by the winter wind, yeah. And he'll pretend that well, he's somewhere else, so far and clear, about 2,000 miles. A lot of fill up when not a giving what you gotta give to get a dollar bill. Used to be a limber chicken, times have been a ticking, now she's finger licking to the man with the money in his pocket, flying in his rocket, only stopping by on his way to a better world. If Taylor finds a better world, Taylor's gonna run away.
Years and I'm still sitting here, but you know
Yeah, this is Iris DeMent with Our Town. And before that we heard Taylor by Jack Johnson. And we started off with White Bird by It's a Beautiful Day. This is Dale Lefebvre. I'll be back in the second hour of the show. And we'll play this song again next week because I like it.
The sunset and the-